We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Newsflash, everyone. Well, I'm a bit of a cheapskate. I'm not a cheapskate. You know what I am?
You're good with your,
I'm a realist when it comes to throwing a party, throwing a wedding, doing different things. I look at them as, and you may, people are going to probably be mad when I say this, but I look at them as a business transaction.
You do.
If I'm inviting you to my child's birthday party, and I might say it's at Elitch's. Well, it's costing me, if you don't have a pass, I got to pay to get you in.
Okay.
I got to buy your food.
Mm-hmm.
I got to buy the drinks. I got to do whatever. I got to buy all these different things. The gift you give my daughter should equal or exceed what I paid to get in.
Okay, so every guest that gets invited to your daughter's birthday party at Elitch's, I will have to go look up, okay, if she is on that pass costs this, and then the food that's lacking, and then the drink. Or do you just send out a sheet?
No, I have an Excel spreadsheet. Well, it's like, hey, please come to Mia's birthday. It's going to set me back this week, much so plan accordingly.
Well, so I have to kind of guess how much the gift to equalize all the...
I just kind of try to do it. I mean, although there's sometimes, if somebody's doing something obscene, where it's like, you know, like, here's the reason this came up is there's some stats out about destination weddings. And I have lived my whole life and never had to go to one. But if I did have to go to one, it would be tough for me to buy them a present, even though I know that they've spent. So I'm the guy who keeps a spreadsheet. It's like, look, my wedding in Costa Rica, I had to rent this chapel, cost a lot of money. And we had to fly out here. It's like, well, no, you didn't. You didn't have to have it in Costa Rica. That's your fault. So at this point, I don't have to offset your costs.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
I've had to pay for my own plane ticket to your wedding. So I'm taking that off the bottom line of how much I should spend on your gift. Because if all I had to do was drive to the Elks Club in Longmont, we're good.
And you would have bought a big gift.
I would have bought a gift. Not a big gift because it's the Elks Club. Because it didn't cost them a lot to rent.
So now you're looking at, okay,
of
Elks
course.
Club.
If it's at the Lion's Crest up in Lyons, that's a nice place. It set them back to rent
that. So then you would know to up the value.
The gift is going to be $200-$300. Is it a seated dinner? Then we're still in that $200-$300. Is it more of a buffet? And
you got to let us know. How do I know these?
Once you go to enough weddings, see, you've meaningfully, powerfully somehow avoided friendships your whole life.
Well, okay.
So you don't have to. And what's weird is now we're sort of an age where unless they're on their second or third marriage, I don't get invited to a lot of weddings.
You're right. Unless it's your kid or a nephew or so. You're right.
I just went to one for one of our old nannies is the only wedding I've been to in probably 5-6 years.
I haven't been to one in like 15 or 20, but it was a destination.
And
I brought a card with cash in it.
I don't think you have to do that.
So you're saying your presence, getting yourself to that destination. Hello, I'm your gift.
Did you have to pay for a plane ticket?
Yes.
Did you have to pay for a hotel?
Yes.
Did you have to rent a car?
Yes.
Did you want to go to wherever it was? Did you say to yourself, over Labor Day weekend, I want to go to the Florida Keys? No. So if it wasn't something you wanted to do, then you've already spent this much money on something you didn't want to do. Why would you have to spend more?
So is this where I have to, in my head, go, well, I'm a friend, so I'm doing a friend thing, so I shouldn't bring up the inconvenience to me on there. Is that where...
Friends shouldn't invite you to a destination
okay,
wedding.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
There it is.
I would. You know what I would do? I would put out a thing that, like, as opposed to an invitation, when it comes to a destination wedding, I would literally do this. Hey, we're crazy, and I don't want to force you all to spend a Saturday in Lyons or whatever it is. So here's what we're doing. We're going to Costa Rica. If it fits into your plans, we've got a block of rooms reserved for the next month. If you want one, jump in on it. You'll get a better rate. After that, it's all good. If you don't come, you owe me nothing.
That is okay.
But it's not an invitation. It's a, we're going to, I feel like it's the difference between like having a party at your house and saying, we're all going to X bar in this. It's like, hey, we're all doing a get together, hang out. That's like, come if you want.
Right.
But when you have a party at your house, there's an expectation of like RSVP and this and that. It's like, I think destination weddings should not have an invitation, flat out. Just like, come if you can, just let me know by this date and I'll save you a room.
Because we understand how difficult it will be for our guests to try and get the time off.
Especially when you go tropical. I got to burn vacation time. Did you burn vacation time?
A little bit.
Did you want to burn vacation time?
As of good, being a good friend.
See, look at you. You just don't want to be honest right now. I'm the one being honest, and I'm usually the true love guy.
I know.
But I'm putting my foot down. Enough.
I'm yes.
There's a huge stat of people that have had to go to a destination wedding, and they don't want to go. But you have to go because it's like, but we've been friends since high school. It's like, yeah, then why don't you get married in the same town as our high school's in?
You just hit the nail on the head for me, Slacker. If I was going to get married, I would try and make it convenient as possible for my guests,
yes.
Not as impossible for
right.
my guests.
But what sucks is, like with T-Hack, he's from Iowa. His fiance is from, I forget.
Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah. So then, do you get married in Pennsylvania? Do you get married in Iowa? Do you throw a map at the point in between the two, so then everybody has to go to a destination wedding?
Dude, that was a conundrum for them.
And who won?
I think Iowa won.
So he won. So then his family didn't have to go to a destination wedding, have to buy presents.
And her family, I think, paid for a lot of...
That's crazy.
They had to
come and pay.
Wow.
That seems insane to me.
It is a little, yeah.
Well, the stat that comes out, it's like most people, 71% of people who skipped a wedding cited cost as the reason. Because it's like...
But did you let the couple know, look, I can't come because of the...
It's gauche to say I can't come because of the cost, isn't it?
I would think so. But then what do you... if you don't RSVP, now they think it has nothing to do with cost. They hate you.
You have to just go... I don't know. Then it's like, you know what I don't like? Is that if I've sent you an invitation, and this is me being the narcissist or whatever, but it's like, I'm saying, this is my special day. Can you come? And instead of you going, I really can't, you give me 5 pages of like, well, don't really have the vacation time because remember when Tom had his kidney surgery? Not to mention little Timmy's got flag football practice on Tuesday. And you're like, just say no.
Okay.
I don't need to
hear.
And also, we just had to replace the furnace, so cost is an issue. It's like, just say no.
I don't need to hear the labor pains.
No.
Just tell me you can't
show me
up.
The baby.
Yeah.
Show me the baby.
Show me the baby.
That's
or
all I
not.
Need. Just say da. But you, as a friend, you're doing it. You're like going, it's not you, it's me. These are the 2,000 reasons. Like, just say no, man. I don't furnace and kidney surgery and flag football.
As long as you know, it's not because I don't like you.
We're in this muckety muck, and I don't want to be in the muckety muck. Just say no. I just want to go to Costa Rica because it's all inclusive. Isn't that where people are dying? So I don't want to do it.
Well, there is. Yeah. But Slacker, I would, but I can't because
I got football practice with my kidney transplant friends.
In essence, it's a list of crap that they think is more important than you.
Yes.
That's all it is.
The bottom line to this whole thing is they're saying the destination weddings cost the couple less. So you don't necessarily have to give them a gift because normally they'd have to rent the whole venue and do all this. They just bought their thing and then they just have to pay a little add-on to the resort to get the venue because they're already staying there. They're at an all-inclusive resort. So
that's
like,
true.
So a lot of the exotic destination weddings don't cost them anymore. So don't bring a gift.
Okay.
That's all I was trying to say.
Okay, that's the...
And if you can't come, use flag football, kidney transplant, furnace.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.